But tonight I'm happy to welcome to Many Rivers Andrew Peterson, his wife Janine.
Yes.
And he will be talking about data wave float, a relatively new technology. I heard you talking that, what is it, 40 years old or something like that?
I would even say 60.
60 years old?
Yes.
A technology for that produces many benefits, such as relaxation, stress relief, pain relief, treatment of swellings, and many other benefits as well. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
You're good.
Thank you guys very much for coming out. I appreciate it very much. I am starting a float spa here in town because there wasn't one in Sonoma County. So I figured I would just go ahead and open one. A brief history of flotation started with Dr. John C. Lilly back in the 50s. He wanted to figure out what the connection was between the physical brain and the mind, and whether or not they were the same, or just what the connection was. So he figured the only way he could really do that was to isolate all the senses.
Sorry, is this the dolphin researcher?
Yeah, same guy. Same guy.
Okay.
He did many years of dolphin research. He says he can communicate with them, and yeah, he goes very deep into that.
Okay.
He was doing that, I think, while he was doing the isolation tank stuff, but a little bit later on. So in 1954, he was working with the National Institute of Mental Health and was trying to just study, like I said, the brain and the mind and the correlation between the two. He found a really old isolation tank from World War I where the Navy was using it to test metabolism for swimmers or something like that. So it was this big, crude, huge tank where you would actually have to submerge your whole body, and they had this big breathing apparatus, so it didn't really work out at first. So then they shrunk it down. They got it small enough to where they could maintain the water temperature, which is very important, and they just figured a lot of stuff out. So a little bit about the tanks, I guess, and what goes on with those is we have the pods, and they're different than the tanks that I was describing. They hold about 10 to 12 inches of water. But in that water, we dissolve 1,200 pounds of magnesium sulfate, which is Epsom salts. So if you've ever soaked your feet or have ever had any joint pain, you know what Epsom salts is and some of the benefits of that. So when you saturate that water with the Epsom salt, it makes it extremely, or it makes you extremely buoyant when you get in it. So you step in the water and then you lean back and then you float on top of the water. You can't sink. And it's even more saturated than the Dead Sea, apparently. In the magnesium sulfate, that carries a lot of benefits in and of itself. They've been using it in hydrotherapy to soothe joint pain, muscle pain, skin irritations for a long time. The FDA says that we're all somewhat deficient in magnesium because we eat it in our foods, but our digestive tract doesn't really absorb it very well, and that can depend on the medications you're taking to the types of foods that you're eating. So it is readily absorbed through your skin, and when it is, it immediately starts to help with blood flow, blood circulation, it improves the oxygen absorption for your cells, all kinds of benefits for magnesium. We're kind of blanking. Oh yeah, thank you. The hair follicles are greatly improved, the strength of your hair, and, oh man. Well, I was going to say, when you do float in the magnesium sulfate, a lot of people ask, does your skin get wrinkly and everything, like if you were to take a bath or a shower, and it does not. And the reason for that is because when you take a bath or a shower, the tap water actually robs your skin of that salt, which makes it all pruney. It regulates over 300 different enzymes in your body. It helps manage the endocrine system. It boosts your immune system, all while having a detoxifying effect. So that's just the magnesium sulfate. And then the benefits of floating pretty much go all across the board. They can improve stress relief. They can help out with joint pain. So they have physical benefits and they have some mental benefits. Some people find that they can work out personal issues while in a flotation tank. Because when you're isolated from everything, sight, sound, smell, all your senses are removed, you turn inward. And other parts of your brain that are normally always stimulated by lights and sound and everything else, they shut down and other parts of your brain start to take over. And when that happens, it's mainly the right side of your brain. The left side of your brain actually gets suspended and sort of suppressed while you're floating. And the left side of your brain is the... it does all your... Yes, thank you. Your critical thinking, your problem solving, stuff like that, as to where it's the keeper of time. It gives you a sense of time and all that, as to where the right side of your brain is more creativity, imagination, visualization, and no timekeeping abilities whatsoever. So when the left side of your brain is suppressed, the right side actually becomes more dominant. And that allows you to really dig into your creativity on whatever level that is, and your visualizations, and it basically just becomes dominant. And that's why when people float, they say, oh, I'm seeing colors, I see this, I had a great ability to get really creative on this one project, and that's basically the reason why. Other benefits, people can work out anxiety issues, disorders. People suffering from PTSD can float. And you really just, when you check out, and when I say that, after about 10 or 15 minutes, when you finally get comfortable, when you've completely melted into the water, you can really start having very complex thoughts in your head and set it over there, so to speak, and work on another one, put it over there, and you can really have some synthetic thinking while you're in there. You can put all this stuff together and mash it and just you can work a lot of things out in your brain. You can change behavioral issues such as smoking, drug use, coffee, which I am proud to say I quit 8 months ago. Anyway. You can...
You just started.
You just started again?
No.
Oh, dude! You were like my rock, man. You were like, yeah, I quit too. Congratulations. But anyway. So yes, there are physical benefits of floating, and there are many mental benefits of floating. So I could go through every single one, but that is a long list. I'd have to read. I don't really want to do that. However, pain relief, stress relief, relaxation, you can get in a very deep state of meditation when you're floating because you're removed from all of your senses. A lot of college students have found that you can super learn while you're in these tanks. And the reason for that is because when you bridge your alpha, beta, and theta waves, which are the different levels of brainwave activity. So I guess alpha is we're sitting here talking, we're focused on something. Beta is maybe sitting on a park bench, staring off into space. And theta waves are produced right before you fall asleep and right before you wake up. It's that really groggy kind of feeling that you have right before you slip into sleep and right before you wake up. So when these kids, when they play either textbooks on tape or another language on tape, it's not that they're retaining the information any differently, but when they go to recall it, for some reason, because you're bridging all those different brainwave states, it just comes back like that. And they've proven it with clinical, I guess you would say, experiments. Texas A&M did a really big one with over 400 subjects, and they tested subjects floating, and then they tested subjects that were doing basically floating, but just sitting on a couch or lying on a couch. They are in a dark environment, no sound, nothing, just lying on a couch, and they underperformed every person that was in the float tank getting the same information as far as the tests were concerned. There are people that use it for weight loss, which I'm not really, I don't know that much about it, so I can't really say it, but people are using it for that. Athletes, the MMA fighters, the guys that just beat each other up all day, they can recover themselves, they can heal themselves much faster when you float, because you're putting your body in such a deep state of relaxation. On a molecular level, you're healing faster. Don't know why, but they say it happens. So you'll have athletes go in before a big game to focus on skills and execution, and then you'll have them float afterwards for the recovery process, the accelerated recovery that floating provides.
Do you know if there are teams that are doing this?
Yeah, the New England Patriots, the guys who just won the Super Bowl, they have a float tank in their spot. Pretty much all NFL teams have float tanks. A lot of the baseball teams do too. It is the fastest growing sports therapy, or at least it was of 2014, and that was according to ESPN. And that was a shock to me, because I didn't know that they were using it. I guess I kind of figured that they were, but somebody snapped a photo behind the scenes in the locker room and posted it, and now I guess the secret's out. Everybody floats. For the New England Patriots, anyway. Any questions so far? About benefits, what it does, side effects, claustrophobia, that's a big one. That's the main question I get, because you crawl into a tank and you close the lid. A lot of people are not into that. I think we're pre-programmed not to want to go in a dark hole. So, perfectly normal. A lot of people say that because they're claustrophobic, they won't be able to experience it, or they don't want to experience it. They still can, they just don't have to close the lid. They don't have to close the hatch all the way. So,
do you know which type of magnesium? Is it magnesium chloride, or what is it?
Magnesium sulfate.
Sulfate.
And sulfates are very good when they're absorbed into your body, too. They help create brain tissue, joint tissues. Magnesium sulfate is really, really good for you.
How long is a float?
Good question. Typical float is about an hour. Mm-hmm. Some people go for an hour and a half by default, which are the more experienced people. And some people do marathons. They'll do 3, 4 to 6 hour floats. My bladder will not allow that. So I can usually limit it to about an hour and a half, which is fine for me. That's plenty. Yes.
Now, what about, retention? Because I've also experienced, what you might call like a creative breakthrough in a theta state, but there is a struggle to hold on to the insight as you move through the different levels of consciousness. And I mean, I've been able to do it, but I'm not able to capture the energy, if you will, that was there with the initial insight. So I'm wondering if people have that kind of, for example, you're sitting in the tank, you have some kind of breakthrough, but by the time you've gotten dressed and in your car, it's all fuzzy what it was that you discovered or figured out.
That's a good question. I think that is person specific completely, because I've had those same experiences and I have been able to retain them and work on them, even though I'm going in with a predetermined thing, like, oh, I'm going to work on negative behavior, or I'm going to work on releasing negative energy. Yeah, I found out how I could do that, took it home and started to apply it.
Could you give a description, either your own experience or somebody else's experience, of like literally like an anecdotal sort of version of like what actually happened to a specific person, like what their experience was like?
Well, a lot of people go in with the expectation that they're just going to have these vivid hallucinations and it's just going to completely spin their head, and I think if you go in with those expectations, you're going to be disappointed, because that just doesn't happen to everybody. That's your body chemistry, that's your mind, whatever you have going on in your mind, in your world, as far as anxiety, stress, and whatever level of depression you're dealing with. Like, that's all person specific. But I can say that after 10 or 15 minutes, you can feel yourself sort of detaching. And everybody that I've talked to that has floated has said that. You know, they didn't think anything was going to happen, and all of a sudden, the hour's up. They don't know where they went, they don't know what happened, they just have all these images and visions that were in their head, and they're trying to make sense of it. So you have people that are like that, you have people that are going into float for fun, and then you have people that are going in for predetermined type things. So
can you give us a specific example of someone who had, like, you know, who went in with a specific issue or question or whatever, and then how that was experienced in the tank, and then how that was resolved later in their so-called waking life?
Sure. Best example was on that Nightline documentary the other day. There was this lady who purposely went in to stop smoking cigarettes, and when she came out, she said she went to go light a cigarette and just couldn't bring herself to do it. I don't know what her method was. I don't know how she talked herself into it. Again, I think that is person specific. That is how strong your will is and how easily you can reason with yourself. So I don't think it's guaranteed, but people are doing that. Yes?
I have Parkinson's disease. Are you aware of any limitations that would influence my doing floating or any particular benefits?
I can't really see what could hold you up from floating unless you're...
When you're in a super relaxed state, is that when you're tremoring the most?
I don't tremor. I have the rigidity-based kind of Parkinson's.
The rigidity-based?
Okay.
Yeah, I'd have to look into that a little bit more, but I don't think there would be an issue with you floating. Are you able to, you know, lay back and relax when
yes.
you lay down?
Might need some help getting my pulled up out of after the end of it, but I can relax on a lying back.
That's not a problem.
That's
as long as you don't mind us seeing you naked, we can pull you up, or you can wear swimsuits or boxers. People generally float in the nude because they don't want the restriction of the waistband or the feeling of the fabric up against their skin. So
some people with Parkinson's take a medicine that causes hallucinations, and I'm not on those kind of medicines.
That's good.
That's great.
That's good. I don't think you would have an issue. I think you probably would actually benefit a little bit from it due to the relaxation. My stepfather has the tremor of Parkinson's, and I think that it would be very difficult for him to float, because when he's in a relaxed state, yeah.
That's when it comes
and
out.
And he actually has the brain implants and a little thingy that turns them on
right.
and off.
Right.
But it still doesn't, you know, he still tremors in a relaxed state. And I think that it would be it wouldn't be safe for him.
No, I would think so.
But I think you would probably...
I don't have that.
You don't have that. So as long as when you're laying back, you don't, you know, you're not
no.
doing this, because if you fall asleep, you don't want to, you know, get salt in
right.
your eyes and nose. But I think you would be fine.
Yeah, so that's a good question. Nobody has ever asked me that before, so...
But we'll do a little research, further research,
okay.
for sure.
So, yes, any more questions?
Do you ever get any doctor referrals? Or?
Not yet. And I think it's because I haven't really put myself out there yet. I haven't let
uh-huh.
the certain doctors know that we're even here.
There's a physical therapist who's my daughter's mom. Or my daughter's friend's mom. I'm her mom, excuse me. She's waiting for us to open so that she can check it out for herself and
yeah.
then is really looking for alternative therapies for her physical therapy patients. So she's very interested in seeing what benefit it will have for her patients.
This is maybe it's a little out of turn, but Palm Drive Hospital is reopening as Sonoma County West Medical Center, and they're plugging into a lot of alternative modalities.
Oh, really?
So you might want to contact
them
and see if you can.
I'd be surprised if they don't have one in their physical therapy department, because that's pretty common.
You know, like
hospitals and big institutions have that, but they're not the biggest hospital, are they?
They're struggling.
So
that's a great idea.
I'm just tossing it out to you for your consideration, because you'd be getting in on the ground floor of the of the reformed.
Yeah, that is huge. Thank you for that. Because we were planning on doing a target mailer to acupuncturists, chiropractors, you know, anybody like that. But getting on a real medical level is...
Sebastopol's rich in alternative healing clinics, different kinds of practitioners.
That's why we thought this would be the perfect place to have this, really. Just because of the progressive thinking and the appreciation for the alternative. Yes, I do.
You're welcome.
So the reason that I got the pods instead of the tanks is because, number one, they're more attractive. They have a lot more room to float inside of them. And the filtration systems on them are state of the art. And that's a big question that we get, is water quality. How often do you change the water? This and that. And the filtration systems on the pods have ozone treatment. So the water gets blasted with ozone all the time. It also goes under ultraviolet light, or violet light, so that kills a lot of bacteria. And if there's any bacteria in there at all, it's going to have a really hard time surviving in 1,200 pounds of Epsom salts. So, and we have a 5-micron mesh filter that gets, that's like half the width of a human hair, so that gets all the little pieces of debris. And then we have another little skimmer that just gets the stuff on top. So with that filtration system, I felt like that would be the best sort of thing to offer, because that's a really big concern that people have, is, like I said, the water quality and how often you change the water. Some people are under the impression that we change the water after every float. That is not true. We usually change our water, or we will be changing our water, about 3 times a year. And the reason that we would change the water is if, you know, a man or a woman went in with some red hair dye, it's going to strip it out, and it's going to turn the water yellow. Nobody's going to want to go into yellow water. So, going to have to take care of that. Other than that, that's pretty much the only reason we would change the water, unless, you know, somebody maybe threw up in there for some reason.
Some godly awful.
Yeah, some other things we won't speak of, but...
You have lights on if you need to.
Yeah, thank you. So, back to the pods and the filtration system. They also have lots of bells and whistles that make it more attractive to the people that are actually floating. Like, you can bring music and plug music up to the pod and listen to music while you float, if you want to. Whether you're super learning with books and information, or whether you just want some om chanting in the background, or if you want some binaural beats. A lot of people like to listen to binaural beats when they float. It helps them get into that relaxation, meditative mode a lot faster. So there's music. They do have lights inside of the pod, so you're not crawling into a dark hole. You're crawling into a very well illuminated space, so you can see what you're doing. You can lay back, get comfortable, then turn off the lights. You can just reach over and push a button, just like you would on a jacuzzi. It also has an intercom. If for some reason you're feeling uncomfortable, or if you need assistance at the end of your float, just push a button and that rings the receptionist, and they will either talk through whatever issue you're having, if it's claustrophobia, or we will come and rescue you. So intercoms, music, they have the lights, and the really nice filtration systems. That's why we decided to go with those. And they don't look like coffins. There's a picture of them on our flyer there we're going to hand out to you guys. They kind of look like one of those wooden shoes from Holland, just a lot bigger. We also have this other cool thing up there that we were calling light therapy, but it's now we're calling it a light experience, and that's the Lucia number 3 light machine. And that was developed 20 years ago in Austria by a doctor who had a near-death experience at a really young age and wanted just to research that and basically try to replicate it, because he found that pretty much all cultures around the world, the near-death experience is the same. You see a light, you're going towards the light, which geez, for hundreds of thousands of years, people have been staring at lights in caves to reach a point of enlightenment. You'd look at burning candles, or you would look at a fire, or stare at the sun with your eyes closed. So what it does, it's an LED light about this big around. It has one halogen in the middle, and halogen light has health benefits too. I think it produces melatonin or something. It helps with depression. So it has that one halogen light in the middle, and then it has eight LEDs around it. And those LEDs are controlled by a computer, and they strobe. And in the patterns and the frequencies that they strobe, which we have easy light sessions, we have medium intensity sessions, and then we have very strong sessions. So depending on the frequency, really just depends on your experience. And again, your mindset depends on your experience too. Your stress levels, your depression levels, your anxiety, all of that plays into account. So you sit in front of this light and you close your eyes. We encourage people to play music because this gives you the ability, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but you can see your music through geometric patterns, kaleidoscopic type of visualizations. It's incredible. It's really hard to describe what you're going to see. So it basically taps into the pineal gland and just has a lot of fun with that. It opens it up. And when you're sitting in front of the light with your eyes closed, you're projecting everything that the pineal gland is releasing. And that is sacred geometry, the most beautiful colors that you've never even seen before. And I know that sounds crazy, but just color combinations, different shapes, different patterns, vortexes and portals are opening. This is happening all around you, and your eyes are closed. And it really just takes you, again, to another deep state of relaxation to where you start to just produce theta waves. So you are very relaxed and very humbled and very enlightened after the experience. And
would this be something you would do at the same time as the float, or is it totally different?
It's completely separate. We are trying to integrate. I don't think we're going to be able to for another year, because that means I have to cut a hole in the top of the pod and sort of align the light so it can shine through there. So
I meant more one after the other rather than at the same time. Would it be something you do one after the other?
Yeah, that's typically what people do. And
first?
Well, that's person specific. I think that when I do the light before I go float, it kind of takes away from my float, because I've just had my mind blown by all this beautiful imagery, and then I'm going into a tank with absolutely nothing, and my mind is kind of on some level struggling to recreate that, because it was such a joy to experience that. It's kind of taken away from my float. That's my personal opinion. I know a lot of other people that like to do it the opposite. So, or like to do it that way. Yes.
Do you mind telling us how you got interested in these things? Kind of like a little bit of your life story.
Somebody turned me onto it.
Yeah.
And it changed. It changed the way I thought about healing yourself, because you can basically
I've seen a huge change in him since he started floating. He's given up caffeine, he's given up beer, all by himself, without, you know, saying, hey, can you help me with this, hey, can you support me with this. He just stopped one day, and I was like, he was writing on the calendar, you know, NBC, and I was like, what is NBC? And it finally dawned on me, it was no beer and coffee. And I had no idea he had just decided to stop it one day. And then, sorry, I'm going to give you personal business. He historically has some anxiety and will head towards a negativity before he'll put a positive spin. That's what I'm the yang, he's the yin. And so I'll always put a positive spin. And when he first started floating, he came home and he said, you know, I just had the most, I mean, it was incredible to watch him. He was beside himself over it, over the experience, over what happened to him. And then I just noticed a lot of the negative thoughts or the things that would come out of his mouth usually is a no,
yeah.
or, you know, this is why I don't want to.
Yeah.
He was not really going there
yeah.
as often.
Yeah.
You know, you still have, he has some still work to do
there.
Still. It's a lifelong, you know, when you, it's a lifelong change, or it's a big change.
Yeah.
But I definitely noticed it, and my daughter noticed it too. So, he became very passionate about it. The Lucia light was an experience that he had in Phoenix when he was testing out different pods, and that blew him away. I mean, I don't think he stopped talking about it for months. And when it finally got to the house, he had it put together in seconds and he was sitting in front of it. So, very passionate about both of them, and it seems to have enlightened him in a way that is great for our family
yeah.
and life in general.
Yeah. And how long ago?
June. Right? No, May. April was the first time.
Yeah, not even a year.
Not a year.
Oh, really?
Not
wow.
even a year.
Cool.
Not
yeah,
even a year.
It changed my life. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share it with other people.
You just knew.
Because I want to be able to help other folks sort of deal with whatever they're dealing with, because it's going to make the world a better place for my daughter. Maybe not necessarily for me, but, you know, if we can change people's attitudes and create more positive people and more positive attitudes out there, then I'm all for that. So that's what happened. A friend of mine took me down there and I experienced it, and I was very passionate and determined to slow down my plumbing career and start something new.
Right from the first time.
Right from the very first time. Didn't know it while I was doing it. It was after. Was when I was taking a shower afterwards and just processing and digesting everything that I didn't know that I wanted to open one. That sort of took a few weeks after searching for other places to float close by and fruitless, having to drive to Fairfax, or is it Fairfield? Which is
Fairfax.
It? Fairfax, okay. So yeah, and then all the way down to the city and then have that grueling drive back. I mean, even the drive down, you're rushing and rushing and rushing, trying to get there on time, and you're so stressed out. It's kind of hard to decompress in 5 or 10 minutes and really enjoy your float. So, yeah, I felt like Sonoma County needed one, especially Sebastopol. But the light is really, really nice. You just come out after the light with an overwhelming sense of joy and positivity because of what you just saw. Like, you will not see anything so beautiful other than nature, like a national park or a beautiful lake. Like, it is just incredibly beautiful. Yes?
And I'm just trying to picture how the light works. Are you in a dark room and it's projected, or I can't quite visualize this sort of thing?
So yeah, the light is.
Yeah, I have a picture of it. It's on a stage.
And right now we're having people lay down on a massage table.
Oh,
it's this.
Oh, okay.
So it's on a little stand, and this is adjustable, and that swivels. So if you lay down, we can put it right over top of your face. You can sit in front of it. A lot of people like to sit in a meditative position and just sit in front of it. And it enhances their meditation. They say that the brain waves that they captured on an EEG subjects participating in the light were showing the same brain waves that Buddhist monks who have been meditating for 20 years, you get those same patterns. So you're excelling the meditative process,
you're,
I guess. You're just drag racing to paradise, basically. And
it's the American way.
Oh, completely. Absolutely.
Cool.
Completely. So, yeah, the technology has caught up to where no drugs involved, no harmful side effects. All you have
unless
to do is. Right. All you have to do is close your eyes and listen to some really great music.
So you can't have a history of seizures?
If you have a history of seizures, then the light is not for you.
That's the disclaimer.
That's
there.
Right.
If you
yeah.
have had any history of epilepsy in your family, even if you have like an anxiety or depression disorder, it's probably not the best thing because, and I mean severe case, because this is treatable, but the severe cases, just because, I don't know.
It's a lot.
It's brain entrainment.
Yeah.
Really, it's rewiring your brain, not in a way that is damaging or negative, but it just makes you see not what's important or not what your priorities are, but it just makes you see something that's so beautiful you can't help but feel happy and feel the joy and scratch your head wondering if everybody is seeing the same thing. And they're not. Everybody is different. Everybody's going to see something different. Yes.
You know, I wondered if there's been any research for people that have had strokes. I had a couple strokes back in 2007. And I'm doing fine, other than I have some trouble with retention and my short-term memory. I have some problems with that.
Floating could help.
Floating probably could help you a lot.
Yeah, I don't know about the light.
Know about the light. We'd have to look in about the light. But definitely the floating would help a lot, I think. Just being able to get your body to heal in that relaxed state.
Yeah.
That might help a lot.
Yeah, we can certainly try the light. And anybody in this room, you can come up and try the light anytime you want if you're just in the area for free. I won't charge you or anything. The disclaimer for that, though, is being in an altered state of consciousness, in the rare cases, it can bring back flashbacks, whether psychedelic flashbacks or just really traumatic situations in your life. It's not going to happen, but it could, because it's really getting into your brain and just opening it up. And yeah, we did say epileptic seizures.
Jeanine, what's your experience been?
I haven't tried either of them yet. I'm claustrophobic. And so I've been waiting for him to get this thing settled, and then I was going to try both. My girlfriend, who is our nanny, she did the light, and she did nothing but giggle the whole time.
Oh.
She just sat there, and I said, "How are you doing?" And she was like, she said it was the most amazing thing she's ever done before, ever.
Yeah, the light is truly one of a kind. There's not another thing out there like it. They have some virtual reality type glasses that you can put on, and they've got color swirls and stuff, but they're not opening up your pineal gland. They're just giving you a light show.
Mm-hmm.
So this is truly remarkable, and I want everybody to experience it. So hopefully we can integrate it into the floats after about a year when I make enough money to buy another top piece. So if I cut a hole in it, I can replace it. Yeah.
It's interesting, you know, my background is in, you know, philosophy and theology, and you know, you look back in history and you see that, you know, a lot of people throughout time have been talking about these things. Of course, there's no, the only technology, quote unquote, was either, you know, entheogens, you know, hallucinogenic substances, or long years of like rigorous training and that kind of thing. But yet, when you look over human history, I mean, a lot of voices over time have affirmed kind of higher reality and higher level of consciousness and experience. But there's also been masses of people who, for them, that's just anecdotal evidence. That's just hearsay because they've never had an experience like that. And so they go through life wondering, is that all just a lot of bunk? Or, you know, maybe, you know what I mean? And so if you didn't have 20, 30 years to devote to meditation practice, who knows, you know? And if your life just followed this kind of track and you didn't have any kind of, like, I mean, there are people who have, like, some kind of traumatic experience, you know, like a near-death experience or, you know, some tragedy that kind of just forces open a certain aspect of their being that they were not aware of before. But barring that kind of thing, you know, we've got a culture right now where almost everyone is at this very superficial, kind of very hyperactive, very disembodied, very detached.
It's all goal-oriented.
It's all
behavior.
Goal-oriented, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And so everything that we do, the whole culture is sort of fueled by this not very deep state of being.
Appreciation
for life, exactly. So interesting that now there's something that, again, that's not drug based, and there's also something that doesn't require the kind of discipline that most people they're not capable of it these days. They don't have the time, and they don't. There's no
interest.
There's no interest.
Real interest.
Yeah. Fast track personal growth.
Yeah. So it's like the jumper cables, you know. There you go.
Did you say your background is in plumbing?
Yeah, I'm a plumber by trade. I've been plumbing for almost 1 year.
Yeah, it's been a while.
18, close enough. Not a service plumber, proud to say that. Just new installation and remodels. But,
not a turd wrangler, that's what you tell
me. I'm just kind of over it. It's toxic. It's toxic work. You're dealing with chemicals, and glues, and leads. And it's not something that I want to do with my life anymore. I want to help people. So, any more questions about Lucille Light or floating, any benefits, why you should do it?
Yeah. One other question, personal basis. I've just gotten a blood clot in my leg. Is that something that could help it to resolve, or would it be a danger of having it travel to lungs or head or heart?
That you're going to have to ask your physician about.
Yeah.
He's not
in fact,
about
before
that.
You even float, I want to see a doctor's note.
Yeah.
Same.
Well, he's not going to know anything about theta when it's floating.
No, I mean, just the idea of being that, like, with the blood circulation, like, and it helps with blood circulation, would it unlodge your clot? Would worry me. So I would ask him, you know, if I do something that's going to heighten my blood circulation and kind of help with blood flow, is that going to be an issue? That's what I would ask.
They're giving me a medicine, which is a blood thinner medicine, to have that happen, to have it dissolve. It hasn't completely dissolved yet.
I would imagine that it would be beneficial, as long as, you know.
I'll check it out.
I would
definitely
ask one question.
If I do something that
helps me with blood circulation, am I dislodging anything? Because that would be the only concern there. But if they're giving you blood thinners and something to thin it out, then I think it would benefit. One could assume that it would benefit, but I'm assuming. So it would might be worth a question to the doctor.
So I'm happy. Thank you guys very much for having me.
Benefit a lot.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you guys
and welcome to Sebastopol. Welcome to the building.
Thank
you know,
you.
Like
Thank
I re-
you.
Really look forward to you guys being our neighbors. You know, like
it's
a good. It feels like a good fit.
Likewise,
you know, like
it
just feels.
You
know,
guys
like
have been really good.
Like, so. And thank you for coming. There is a donation ball on the counter. Any amount that you can contribute will be gratefully received. A portion goes to our speaker to support his work. A portion goes to the store so we can continue to have events here at Many Rivers Books and Tea. I look forward to seeing you again. Thank you.
Thank you guys. I hope to see you soon.